This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Jim Fetzer sitting in for Daniel today. I'm so thankful to him and Catherine for thinking of me once again. It's a real pleasure to be here. I'm a huge fan of the Power Hour. I want to address perhaps a half a dozen of the major stories of our time and take call-ins during the second hour. For those who may not have the number at hand, it's 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. I begin with Trump's decision to pull U.S. forces out of Syria, where it looks as though Afghanistan is not far behind. When you have the Secretary of Defense resigning, when he's an old warrior, much respected, this fellow Mad Dog Mattis, you think things are lopsided because, after all, Russia, Syria, Iran are praising the decision to withdraw. Mattis clearly is opposed to it. So the question becomes, who's in the right, who's wrong? If you study the history of our invasion, our intervention in the Middle East, you realize it all dates back to 9/11. This was a contrived event. It involved collusion between the CIA, the neocons, and the Department of Defense, the vast majority of whom were dual U.S.-Israeli citizens and the most sought. The plan appears to have originated in the fertile imagination of Bibi Netanyahu, who wanted to devise a scheme that could draw the United States into the Middle East to take out the modern Arab states. That served as a counterbalance to Israel's domination of the entire region and eventually to confront the Persian nation of Iran. It's stunning to me how Iran continues to be demonized to this day, because the historical fact of the matter is that Iran is a bona fide peace-loving country that has not launched a war of aggression against any other nation since 1775. Yes, I'm not misstating the date, 1775. Just to put that in historical perspective, the ratification of the Constitution began in 1787. George Washington was elected our first president in 1789. So for longer than the United States has existed as a constitutional republic, Iran has not launched a war of aggression against any other state. Iran did, of course, defend itself against a massive onslaught from Iraq, a war that lasted 8 years from 1980 to 1988, that cost about a million casualties on both sides, which had been encouraged by the United States with its influence upon our then, if not ally, at least a cordial acquaintance in the Middle East, Saddam Hussein. This was the case right up to the time of the invasion of Iraq, which was, oddly enough, supposed to be predicated upon 9/11, even though there was no reason to think Iraq had anything to do with it. Indeed, if you consider the 19 Islamic terrorists who were purported to have been involved in this event, 15 were from Saudi Arabia. So on its face, you would think that we would have had a warrant to invade Saudi Arabia. That, of course, hasn't happened. We even today have the odd situation where, even though the evidence is simply, in my judgment, overwhelming, that the Crown Prince, MBS, as he is affectionately known, who's a friend of Donald Trump, was responsible for the sadistic murder of Jamal Khashoggi. While the Senate has condemned him, the Crown Prince is responsible by a unanimous vote, 100-0. Trump would still like to maintain cordial relations with Saudi Arabia. The Senate has gone further. It condemned U.S. support for the war in Yemen. I applaud both of these actions. They're both completely well-founded. the Saudis have been using American weapons of war to continue an onslaught against the Houthis in Yemen, a populist uprising that's intended to restore democracy to that country. And while we're at it, let me mention how infrequently does the mainstream media mention that Bashar al-Assad actually is the president of Syria, which is itself a democracy. Syria has a constitution. He's a democratically elected president of Syria. So if you hear, you know, the assertions that we're in the Middle East and bring freedom and democracy for the to the region, don't allow yourself to be played. It just ain't so. Indeed, it looks as though what's going on in Syria has a whole lot more to do with two conflicting pipeline projects, one from Qatar through Syria to Turkey, that's been backed by the United States in order to bring gas and oil to the European market. The other from Iran through Iraq in Syria, backed by Russia. This has a whole lot more to do with why we are in Syria, even than 9/11. But 9/11, of course, was used as the pretext. For those who may have any doubts about it, as the founder of Scholars for 9/11 Truth, I have been deeply involved in 9/11 research. I've given talks all over the world about it. I was flown to Athens, Greece, for example, in December 2006 with my wife, all expense paid. We were put on television, a broadcast that was hosted by the leading muckraking journalists in Greece responsible for the downfall of past corrupt Greek governments. They had a panel of 12. I was told going in that only a couple would ask questions, but I said, not tonight. I was indeed correct. All 12 asked questions. They had wonderful clips set up. It was broadcast worldwide by satellite for three and then extended for an extra half hour, 3.5 hours. It may have been the high water mark for the 9/11 movement. We do now have a very interesting development where the district attorney for the U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York is convening a 9/11 grand jury. I'll return to that by and by. It's a promising development as long as it's not played. It doesn't become a replication of the 9/11 Commission investigation, which was a complete and total whitewash, where even the heads of the committee were played by having traced back the shorts that had been placed on United and American Airlines, which, as many of you are aware, is a bet that their stock is going to drop. It did, of course, in the wake of the event, since it was United and American planes that were reported to have been used precipitously, so that there were certain sources that made a bundle. But when the heads of the commission investigated, they exonerated, saying that the sources who placed the shorts couldn't possibly have had anything to do with it because the source was CIA. On the other hand, if you just look at the evidence objectively, of course, that's another sign that indeed the CIA was involved. We have experts around the world who confirmed that the only two agencies that could have pulled it off were the CIA and the Mossad, and on 9/11, indeed, they were acting in concert. You may or may not recall, but between the destruction of the South Tower and the North, there was a flashing of footage of Palestinians rejoicing. They even took a phone call that was purported from the Palestinian Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine claiming responsibility. But that was all poppycock. That was all propaganda. That was a typical Zionist overreach. The footage turned out to be archival footage from years past where there had been a religious or political event that they just happened to have it at their fingertips to perpetrate this fraud on the American people. Anyone could make a phone call and call in and declare that they represent the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine. Israel, which is the past master at false flag attacks, was behind 9/11. They appear to have used the designed the nuclear devices that were used to blow apart the buildings. Notice, what we're witnessing there is the buildings are blowing apart in every direction from the top down. All the floors remain stationary. they're being converted into millions of cubic yards of very fine dust, and when it's over, there's no stack of pancakes, there's no debris in their footprint. That's completely different than Building 7, where you have a 47-story building where all the floors come down at the same time, virtually at the speed of fall, and you have a stack of pancakes or floors equal to about 12% of the height of the original, which, of course, is what we would have had the Twin Towers collapsed. There would have been stacks of debris about 12.5, 13.5 floors, but they are not there. Now, Trump is actually falling through on his campaign pledge to take us out of the Middle East. You may remember that was actually the reason for his election as president over Hillary Clinton. It turns out studies done by the University of Minnesota and Boston University determined that the reason Trump won the election was that rural counties in Pennsylvania, Ohio, Michigan, and Wisconsin that had suffered heavy casualties from the Middle Eastern wars voted for Trump, not with any guarantee, but in the belief that he was the less likely of the two to continue those wars. I myself, up to this point in time, have been very concerned that his foreign policy seemed to have been taken over by Zionists, that it was an Israel first rather than an America first policy. If you read Michael Wolff's book, for example, Fire and Fury, about the Trump campaign, you'll discover that he was heavily influenced by pro-Israeli zealots. The talk he gave to AIPAC was one of the most over-the-top ever. Nevertheless, I have believed that Donald Trump was a new broom sweeping clean, draining the swamp. There are indications that may, in fact, actually be taking place, including the refurbishing of Guantanamo, for which there would be no justification whatsoever unless there were actually a plan to utilize it for high-profile political figures who have betrayed the nation. And believe me, there's a mass of them. Dick Cheney, George W. Bush come to mind when we talk about 9/11. They brought in Robert Mueller as head of the FBI to cover it up. They had to come into office to bring us 9/11. That's why all the hanky-panky in Florida where Jeb Bush was governor. When the complete history of 9/11 is written, you'll see it's a complete and total disgrace. In that instance, by Republicans, Trump, of course, who used to be a Democrat, is now nominally a Republican. This action was the right action to take. James Mattis, yes, is opposing it, but you have to understand about Mattis and why this is not a bad thing, why this doesn't mean that Trump is betraying the United States. Mattis is an old cold warrior. He's been around forever. He simply doesn't get that the Koreas are going to be unified, denuclearized, and demilitarized. That's largely because of Trump's intervention. And we'll be right back with a continuation after this break. Much to discuss today. So much going on.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
This is Jim Fester sitting in for Daniel again today. I'm so pleased to be here. Everyone knows Wesley Clark, who, when he returned from serving as Supreme Commander Allied Forces Europe to the Pentagon, encountered a general of long acquaintance who told him that we were planning to invade Iraq. Both of them thought that was very puzzling, since Iraq had nothing to do with 9/11. So Clark told him, please keep me posted. When he returned again about a month later, he asked the general, he said, are we still planning to invade Iraq? And the general said, oh, no, sir. He said, it's much worse. Will you step into my office? I've just received a memorandum from Secretary of Defense Rumsfeld of a plan to take out the governments of seven countries in the next 5 years. Beginning with Iraq and Libya, ending with Syria and Iran. Clark said, well, is it classified? And he said, oh, yes, sir. And Clark said, well, then don't tell me about it. Don't show it to me. I may want to talk about it. In 2007 at the Commonwealth Club in San Francisco, Wesley Clark outlined the plan, which was really the Zionist agenda for 9/11. It had nothing to do with creating a new American empire worldwide, but using the power, the military force, and the resources of the United States to benefit Israel. We have now this very interesting situation where, because of Mattis is resigning, politically it's being played as though Trump is the stooge of Putin, and that Mattis was standing up for the USA. However, I agree with Robert David Steele, who's, like myself, a former Marine Corps officer. Unlike myself, he's also a former CIA official who, on his wonderful blog, has published this piece. Mattis' resignation most helpful. Reaction of all Congress reveals degree to which all members are bribed and blackmailed by Zionist Israel and U.S. military complex. The resignation of James Mattis as Secretary of Defense is both necessary and timely. The Secretary of Defense simply does not get that the Koreas will be unified, denuclearized, and demilitarized, that most of, not all, U.S. bases overseas will be closed, starting in Germany, and then Italy and Japan, and that it was the Zionists, not Iran, that did the Marine Barracks bombing in Lebanon. As with so many in Washington, he has reached the limits of his capabilities and is not ready for the brave new world that is going to include extraterrestrial disclosure and the termination of mind control, geoengineering, and the deep underground military bases, DUMB, that defense has probably not been fully briefed upon. I agree with all of this, although his knowledge of extraterrestrial encounters is undoubtedly greater than my own. I've been open-minded about it. I've heard from too many sources, however, that we have had encounters with extraterrestrials and benefit from their technology. But the point I'd like to emphasize here is that the following. This withdrawal from Syria and Afghanistan in fulfillment of his pledge to the American people as a candidate for president of the United States is the right thing for America. This is good for America. This is good for the world. The fact that Russia and Syria and Iran are praising it is not bad. In fact, our role in Syria has not actually been to take out ISIS. It turns out we created ISIS. That was done by John Brennan, by Hillary Clinton, and Barack Obama back in 2012. Irony of ironies, the one prominent figure who opposed the creation of ISIS at the time was Michael Flynn, head of the Defense Intelligence Agency at the time. Because he opposed the creation of ISIS, John Brennan, who's a despicable figure in American history, recommended to Barack Obama that Flynn ought to be fired, which Barack Obama obligingly did. The U.S. has been in Syria to undermine the Assad government, attacking the infrastructure, not taking out ISIS. That's been the work that's been dealt with by the Russians, by the Iranians, and by Hezbollah. ISIS is a very bad thing. I have demonstrated in the past how ISIS was created by the USA. There are members of ISIS sporting U.S. Army tattoos. Al-Baghdadi, the head of ISIS, met with John McCain, who's another figure miscast in the popular mind because he was actually promoting interests contrary to those of the United States. We of Israel have been providing ISIS with weapons, with medical care, and so forth from the beginning. So getting us out of the United States now, when ISIS is actually 95% defeated, most of the heavy lifting being done by Russia and Iran, is not going to allow ISIS to rebuild itself. No doubt the Russians, the Iranians, and the Syrians will make short work of what remains of ISIS, but put the United States on a principled position with regard to foreign policy, which I therefore applaud. More to come after we return from the spring.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The Senate is working on the House-passed version of a bill to keep the government funded passed today. But even President Trump concedes his demand for $5 billion in border wall funding has probably doomed the measure. He said last week that he'd be the one to shut down agencies, and he wouldn't blame Democrats. He now says this.
Totally up to the Democrats as to whether or not we have a shutdown.
So, how does he rate the likelihood of a shutdown?
I would say the chances are probably very good because I don't think Democrats care so much about maybe this issue, but this is a very big issue.
Democratic leader Chuck Schumer.
President Trump, you will not get your wall. Abandon your shutdown strategy. You're not getting the wall today, next week, or on January 3rd when Democrats take control of the House.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. We've got your last-minute gifts. Stores are now open 24 hours through 6 p.m. Christmas Eve. Take an extra 15% off when you spend under $100, or take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more, and get Kohl's cash. Short on time? Buy online. Free store pickup. Most orders ready in 2 hours. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 15 and 20% offers valid December 9th through 24th with promo code SNOWMAN. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Jim Spencer sitting in for Daniel once again. I'm so pleased to be back on the Power Hour with all of you. I reiterate, I'll be taking calls the second hour where the call-in number is 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. A major issue today, of course, is whether or not the Senate will approve the bill passed by the House to fund the border wall with Mexico. In my opinion, it's a very appropriate thing to do. I'm very troubled that Trump has been thwarted at virtually every stage with regard to his efforts to maintain control on migration into the country. His initial plan, of course, was treated to cast in terms of religion, of blocking Muslims coming from the Middle East, when it ought to have been cast in terms of region, the Middle East itself, because it actually wasn't a prohibition on immigration by Muslims. The major Muslim populations in the world are in Southeast Asia, Indonesia, Thailand, and so forth. and it would have been perfectly okay. There was nothing about the Trump effort to constrain immigration from countries where terrorism is rampant from coming into the United States. Now, the European experience ought to be educational for Americans, but the mainstream isn't explaining what's actually going on there. It appears to be a manifestation of a Zionist plan to use Muslim immigrants to destroy Christian culture in Europe. Each of these countries has its distinct history: Belgium, France, Germany, Austria, Switzerland. I visited many of them as a 15-year-old on a CETUS staying at youth hostels on a bicycle tour of Europe. It was one of the most broadening experiences of my life. But these distinctive cultures are being destroyed by this massive influx of Muslims. Now, stop and think about it. The overwhelming majority of those coming in are men. These are not families any more than we have families coming from Central America. They're overwhelmingly men. Judicial Watch conducted an investigation, sent out a team of three, including two women who spoke fluent Spanish, and discovered that, yes, The migrant train involved 95% men, a small number of women, but where the women and children were pushed to the front for photo shoots. In other words, it was a propaganda exercise. Many of you may or may not be aware, but this was not being conducted on foot. I have video where you show the migrants are being transported on flatbed trucks, on closed bed trucks. Think about it. You can't start off on a march of over 1,000 miles with just a lunch packed in a paper bag. In fact, we have the absurdity of this so-called mother who's supposed to have been hit with tear gas. It wasn't even a tear gas grenade. It was a smoke grenade, but it was cast as tear gas, with children in diapers. Just ask yourself, if you're going to take your children on a 1,000-mile march, how many diapers would you have to pack? Every parent will immediately recognize something's terribly, terribly wrong, because unless you had enormous 18-wheelers stacked with diapers, it couldn't possibly have happened the way we're told it's been happening. And that's because the mainstream media has abdicated its responsibility and then turned into nothing but a propaganda organ. Now, as a student of evolution, on which I have two different books, I can assure you what's going on here is not merely cultural diversity. This is a repopulation program. These migrants aren't interested in being assimilated, whether it's into the United States or into the European Union. They want to maintain their own enclaves. Because the men don't have access to women, there's an inevitable occurrence of forcible sexual intercourse with the women of those countries. In other words, rape. This is the reason Sweden has turned into the rape capital of the universe. Even the politicians in Sweden, and I have friends in Sweden who are filling me in about how bad it's become, don't want to talk about it. They don't want to admit it. They think it's somehow politically incorrect to say this massive influx of Muslims is raping the women of their country, and that the politicians, the law enforcement officials, are doing nothing about it. There are many in European countries who wish that Donald Trump were their president. Here's a Pew survey. Out of 27 nations polled, zero want more immigrants to move to their country. Let me repeat that, lest you miss the point. Out of 27 nations polled in a Pew survey, zero want more immigrants to come into their country. This includes Greece, Hungary, Italy, Germany, Sweden, Poland, France, the Netherlands, UK, Spain. Carry it on from there. What we have going on down here at our southern border is a simple absurdity. Trump ought to be able to enforce the borders for the nation's security. There are all kinds of bad things going on at these borders: drug running, sex trafficking, child abuse. You know, I mean, it's horrendous. You cannot allow all these people to simply enter the United States when the United States is, in many respects, a welfare state. That's what's going on, too, in Europe. Those are socialist countries. They provide the basic necessities of life. It puts an enormous drain on the financial resources of a country to take in large numbers of immigrants. The United States has been overwhelmingly generous in the past. We have over 20 million relatively recent migrants in the United States. But it's unsustainable. what's been going on in the past is the agribusiness has been welcoming these migrants into California, especially because they can pay them lower wages, no benefits, in order they can maximize their profits. That's how companies operate. They maximize their profits by reducing their costs so they can inflate the profit margin between the actual cost of their products in terms of the natural resources, the labor it takes, the distribution and marketing and taxes. They seek to minimize all of those by exploiting the natural resources of other countries, for example, by not cleaning up the pollution, by paying inferior wages, offering no benefits, creating monopolies, evading taxes, by sending their headquarters off seas. That's why you have so many of these big companies have headquarters in the Caribbean. Now, California, it seems to me, has totally lost its way. I can say this with complete authority. I was born in Pasadena. I graduated from South Pasadena High School. When I was in the Marine Corps, I returned to serve 2 years in San Diego, 1 year as a series commander with 50 DIs and 300 recruits under my command. The second year, I was moved up to regimental headquarters to reconfigure the training program. So instead of training 8,000 recruits in 11 weeks, we could train 11,000 recruits in 8 weeks. I wound up having very mixed feelings about it because we were no more justified in being involved in Vietnam than we're justified to being involved in Syria today. I cannot believe the hypocrisy of the Democratic Party here. People who yesterday were complaining that Trump had troops in Syria are now complaining that Trump is pulling our troops out of Syria. Just go back a few weeks if you have any doubt about it. People like Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, a whole host of Dianne Feinstein, a whole host of others, have been criticizing Trump relentlessly for a foreign policy that was initiated under George H.W. Bush and Dick Cheney by virtue of 9/11. We've been in Afghanistan to extract the mineral resources from that country, which has one of the largest lithium deposits in the world, rivaled only by one in Bolivia, and to supervise the poppy crop. The Taliban had all but extinguished the poppy crop. The CIA became addicted on cocaine and has become the biggest drug-running operation in the world. So they want to preserve Afghanistan as a resource to keep drugs flowing. That's why you haven't had any relief from the war on drugs, which has been a calamitous failure. With this recent Prison Reform Act, by the way, that's another massive step in the right direction, minimizing sentences, getting a lot of people out of prison. For the recreational use of a drug when it has no victims, I mean, look, marijuana is a superior high to alcohol. It doesn't cause cirrhosis of the liver. It's better for you than tobacco, which will induce lung cancer, where Ruth Bader Ginsburg just had a cancerous region removed from her lungs. The fact is, even Doonesbury, years and years ago, showed an imaginary confrontation between Mr. J for joint, meeting Mr. Butts for tobacco at a conference at a convention, and Mr. Butts was boasting how he'd been responsible for 250,000 deaths in the last year, and Mr. J had to sheepishly admit, no, not one. So why ought we to be punishing people, a generation that prefers to smoke their high rather than drink it? There's no good reason for it. Jeff Sessions was antiquated. He watched too many times the propaganda movie Reefer Madness, it seems to me. Many states are legalizing marijuana, taxing it, making a bundle. Colorado's a perfect example. It ought to be true all over the country. All over the country. Marijuana ought to be declassified from any criminality, and I'm glad to see measures taken in that direction. When it comes to the wall, by the way, the policies for which Donald Trump has been so massively criticized were introduced by Bill Clinton. Yes, they were signed into law by William Jefferson Clinton. The mainstream never mentions that. You probably never heard it before. They were implemented. The separation policy of taking children away from their parents was implemented by Barack Hussein Obama. By Barack Obama, you haven't heard that either. Barack Obama separated 90,000 children from their parents, Trump only two. but you're not hearing it. You're not.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Spencer once again sitting in for Daniel. I'm so appreciative to Daniel and Catherine for thinking of me. Before I turn from the wall, let me just say that a triple amputee from the Middle East who lost three of his limbs has founded a GoFundMe site that's going to be used to raise $1 billion for the wall. It's already raised in excess of $10,000. I have contributed myself. I encourage you to think about it. We need this in order to protect the United States, and the arguments against the wall are frankly absurd. The Constitution leaves no doubt about the government's the president's executive authority to determine when migration is a threat to the national security and when it is not. The Democrats appear to be fixated on getting more migrants in because agribusiness is supporting them, and they think that most of these migrants are going to be voting Democratic. I'm very troubled by the fact that we had the Democrats took so many seats in the midterm. It seemed to me it was totally unwarranted. I'm very suspicious that a lot of those elections were rigged for the following reason. There was a Rasmussen poll before the midterms that showed Trump had an overall approval rating of 50%. Even more strikingly, his approval in the black community was 40%. Now, this has to be dumbfounding to Democrats, because if they don't get 90 to 95% support from the black community, they're going to lose election after election. So I'm very troubled with the outcome. I know experts who have studied the past elections and found, for example, that 2016 was rigged, but it was rigged for Hillary. It wasn't rigged for Donald Trump. And there are dozens of ways in which it was rigged for Hillary. Let me just mention, by the way, for those who may have missed the memo, but we had a stunning development that this Christopher Steele, the MI6 agent who authored the dossier, stunned a British judge by stating openly under oath, "I work for Hillary to frame Trump." I mean, this is absolutely stunning stuff. This is the death knell for the Russia hoax. Many of you may have heard these glowing stories about Robert Mueller, but as I mentioned in passing, Mueller was brought in before 9/11. He covered it up. He was there over Sandy Hook. He covered it up. He was still there for the Boston bombing. He covered it up. I'm very, very troubled by Robert Mueller's role here. The whole appointment of him as a special counsel was inappropriate. Consider, for example, that Rod Rosenstein, who made the appointment as acting attorney general, had authored the memorandum that Donald Trump used to justify firing James Comey. It was a completely deserved firing of Comey. But how can Rosenstein then, who would be a key witness in any investigation as to whether the president had, for example, committed obstruction of justice by firing Comey, possibly be in an appropriate position to appoint a special counsel? It was all done in violation of Department of Justice guidelines, which require that you have a specific crime to investigate, that there be no conflict of interest, and that then a special prosecutor be assigned to investigate that crime. It was completely inverted in the case of Trump. He was a target. He was assigned a man and then had the task of discovering the crime. A crime to pin on him. That's why the whole thing has been so convoluted, so full of fits and starts. And in case if any of you want more confirmation, Google's chief executive officer testified to Congress about the Russian involvement in the election. And would you believe, it turns out that Russia invested some $4,750. I mean, this is the amount of money that a big company will spend on a luncheon for its executive. Less than $5,000. There's no way in the world that a contest that involved at least $1 billion was going to be affected by trivia like this. This just reflects the extent to which the Democrats have been following this complete nonsense generated by Hillary Clinton, the DNC, and corrupt officials in the Department of Justice and the FBI in order to target Trump completely unjustly. Now, it's not to suggest that I believe Trump is incapable of making mistakes. He's been right on most of the issues, even going back to the question of Ted Cruz's father, Raphael, being on the fringe of the JFK assassination. He was absolutely spot on about that. Raphael Cruz was in front of the trademark, the New Orleans, handing out pamphlets with Lee Oswald for the Fair Play for Cuba Committee. One of a figure you can see if you're looking at an uncropped photograph, a short guy in the foreground with long arms, turns out to have been Chauncey Marvin Holt, whom I got to know personally. He was the third of the three tramps in Dealey Plaza. He was instructed to prepare 15 sets of Ford Secret Service credentials. while he was working as a contract agent at the Los Angeles Stamp and Stationery Store. Philip Twombly was his handler. He told me that everyone there was a part of Operation Mongoose, which was a CIA plan, you know, to go in and fight, run an anti-Castro operation, where they were providing a false persona for Lee Oswald as a pro-Castro communist sympathizer by handing out the Fair Play for Cuba pamphlet. I was dumbfounded to discover that Rafael Cruz was also on Main Street in Dallas on 22 November 1963, and indeed he's captured in a famous photograph by a photojournalist for the Dallas Morning News, which I used on the cover of my first book on JFK, Assassination Science, 1998, where I brought together the best experts in the world to explain how the whole case had been fabricated, the evidence had been altered, concealing a massive blowout to the back of the head by using a material much too dense to be human bone to patch it, that there was evidence of a second shot to the head. Indeed, we now have evidence of a third shot to the head. How the brain shown in diagrams and photographs in the National Archives isn't even images of the brain of JFK, and much, much more. But on the cover, there is, lo and behold, Rafael Cruz standing beside Antonio Vecchiana, who is the founder of Alpha 66, one of the most vicious of the anti-Trump organization. This is just one of many issues on which Trump has been exactly right, that experts who have looked into it, as I have in this instance, have confirmed that Trump was right. And the mainstream media has nevertheless continued to beat up on him in spite of the fact that they're issuing fake news, false reports where they ought to know better. Now, Trump has moved to ban bump stocks. This was a blunder on his part. I'm very distressed by it, where bump stocks became a focal point of the national gun control debate after they were used on October 2017 when a man opened fire from the Las Vegas hotel suite to a crowd at a public music conference. Well, I've done a lot of research on this, too. I have a book in the works. It'll be released in 2019 about Las Vegas. It was another completely contrived event. I have an IT expert who determined that the audio tape was pre-recorded with the sound of machine guns. It was coordinated with special visual effects from the middle of the Mandalay Bay Hotel, that they also had special pre-light blasts higher up to simulate American military equipment, that Crowds on Demand was recruiting crisis actors for the event 15 days in advance. Mona Alexis Presley has identified the obituaries were based on persons who died in different states or on different... or for different causes of death. We have his play, and Trump, alas, seems to have fallen.
Imagine a cold winter blowing outside, yet you are warm and cozy inside with economic, safe, comfortable heating thanks to your Sun Air ductless furnace. The Sun Air ductless furnace provides your home with comfortable, radiant electric heat that stays near the floor where you are, not on the ceiling where you aren't. It's simple to operate and the most energy-efficient furnace in the world, heating up to 500 square feet for about a dollar a day. Sun Air heaters and purifiers are made in America and built to last. To order, call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you're one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you're like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.